Ladies and gentlemen, this is the November 19th, 2014 Code Enforcement Special Magistrate Hearing for the City of Ocala. I have reviewed the minutes of the meeting as prepared by the Secretary for the last session, and I approve them. We need to swear in whatever officers are going to be testifying this morning.
Do you swear affirm that the evidence you're about to give away the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do. Please, the magistrate before the record, I will attest that Greg McClellan, Charles Rich, Jason Kilcrease, and David A. Thompson accepted the
oath. Okay. What shall we do first in terms of who's here?
I have some additional information for you.
Okay.
Magistrate, Your Honor, the first case on the docket, page 2, CON 14-1461, has been removed and closed. I don't know if you have, at the bottom of page 3, CUN 14-1801, as a new agenda item.
Yes, it's there. I got it.
Okay. We have representation in that case here this morning.
Okay, well, let's go ahead and hear it.
Please, Magistrate, good morning. My name is Charles Ridge with the City of Ocala. I'm a newly appointed Chief Code Official for the City. I'm certified by the Florida Association of Code Enforcement, certified in all four levels of training. I've been charged with the division for more than 6 years, 30 years of law enforcement experience, and been presenting cases this morning. I would draw your attention to page 3 of the docket, CUN 14-1801, the City of Ocala versus Fogg Silver Springs Limited, also known as Walgreens store number 3391, care of Michael F. Rice, registered agent, a location in the city of 807 East Silver Springs Boulevard, Ocala, Marion County, Florida. A violation of section 110-131 prohibited signs. The parcel ID is 2820-042-002. We legally have obtained service by affidavit of hand delivery and a writ of service. We've also sent certified mail, and we post the property through hand delivery. We would report to the magistrate. This is a repeat violator situation, and any license and permits would be required to put up temporary signage. The summary of findings are that Officer David Thompson observed this violation. An additional investigation revealed that every code enforcement officer from the CE Code Enforcement Division has observed additional unpermitted signage posted in the right-of-way and on buildings belonging to this respondent. All code enforcement officers have attempted to work with this respondent many times throughout this year. Citations have been issued, and officers have had signs removed by management on many occasions with verbal warnings. The code enforcement office has received complaints concerning their unpermitted signage as well, and Officer Thompson responded to the business and noticed the on-duty manager at that time to remove the signs that were not already removed. However, the problem continues to be met without success. This respondent has been given many chances to comply with the code, and the problem continues. I draw your attention to the presentation photographs. What's happened is we've included photographs from where we first started. The citation was issued where we had signs around the perimeter and in the right of way. These are primarily snipe signs and banners. Then we moved to a 4x8, that's approximately 4x8 additional signage that was placed on the store as well as on page 3, the top page 3, as well as on the handicap signs. Then we move to banners at the bottom of page 3, and then we come into October where we had banners even after we've been asking them to remove them. Then they removed the one sign from the wall, moved it up to above the doorways. That remained there until we served them notice again this week. Staff has a recommendation. I would report to you that we've had problems with all of the Walgreens stores within the city. We've got cases and citations on all of the stores. We've been attempting to work with them. I think the problem is, and I kind of confirmed that with their representation here this morning, that the word hasn't been going back up the chain. As part of their presentation, we've also included copies of previous citations issued and court disposition for those citations.
Okay.
Beginning on page, I'll get there in just one moment. Beginning on page 6, citation 1, page 7, citation 2. Page 8, court disposition where they're found guilty and fined. I think that their representation is in agreement with me that want to work with us, they're aware of this problem and the city's rules at this time. I'll let them speak for themselves.
Okay.
I am prepared to answer any questions. If police magistrate, I would read our staff recommendation into the record.
Okay, go ahead and do that, and then I have a question for you.
Yes, sir. Staff recommendation, find respondent guilty of violating City Code Section 110-131 as a repeat violator for Chapter 162-04 of Florida statutes, order them to remove any unpermitted signs, flags, banners, and not place any additional unpermitted signs upon their property without permit, as stipulated in the code. Pay the fine of $250, pay the cost of prosecution in case it's assessed, all within 14 days, failing which a fine of $500 per day with all costs and fines assessed as a lien. After 90 days of non-payment, refer to the city attorney's office for consideration of foreclosure.
Okay.
I'm prepared to answer.
Yeah, you may have already answered it. I was just reflecting the structure of the code, as I recall it, is first offense is 100, second is 250, and I just wanted to verify that we were in the second offense mode.
We're actually in repeat violator mode, but we're not asking for a repeat violator fine.
Okay.
I think that with their cooperation to resolve this problem, we have all three of their community personnel here today who coordinate the stores in this area.
Jeez. If anything else can go wrong this morning, it will.
It's all right.
You know. Yeah. Okay, that won't happen again.
So we're hoping that this will suffice and that we won't have problems in the future. We are prepared to bring each individual store in, but I'm hoping that this will resolve the issue.
Okay.
So therefore, based upon what cooperation we've been assured that we'll have,
mm-hmm.
We're not suggesting a maximum or a repeat violator fine at this time.
Okay, so we're at $250 at the fine level and the $95.57 of costs?
Yes, sir.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Considering
okay.
And okay. We call anyone here
yeah, invite the gentleman up and let's chat with him for a second. Good morning. If you'll state your name, address, and be sworn by the secretary, please.
Do you swear affirm that the evidence you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
And if you could just state your name and address.
My name is Chris Jones, and the address is 870 Silver Springs Boulevard.
Okay. Okay. I gather there's no huge dispute that these signs are there.
No, sir.
Okay.
I'm the new manager. I've been struggling with them for 3 weeks.
Welcome to Ocala.
What's that?
Welcome to Ocala.
I was out in the county before that. You know, so
okay.
I wasn't aware of any previous violations through code enforcement.
Okay.
Since the last incident, we've removed the signs.
Okay.
Taking those down. He's maybe aware of what we can and cannot
okay.
have up. So it shouldn't be an incident forward of further interactions.
Beyond just having Walgreens signs on your buildings, is there a commonality of ownership or control so that this message is sort of filtering through all the stores?
I believe that's what they're here for as well. They are the other community.
They are the other stores.
Yeah, we're the community leaders for Ocala.
1 minute. Let's do the same thing with you. And let everybody that wants to talk, let's swear them all in. Statute requires it.
Come on up.
Come on up. You don't
get
away.
You're not going to get out of it.
Oh, they brought the muscle.
Do you swear affirm that the evidence you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
Maybe just state your name and address for the record.
Ryan Luscombe, 3500 Southwest American Road. Mike Sandy, 7921 Southwest Highway 200.
Good morning, Mike.
Morning, sir. How are
this
you?
Is one of my Boy Scouts.
Yes, sir.
Now I'm in trouble.
Yes,
yeah.
Sir.
Okay.
We're the community leaders for Ocala.
Yeah.
And we'll make sure the message gets out to all of our community stores that.
Okay. Okay, that's good. All right, so we now all understand what we're doing. What we're going to do is we're going to go with the lightest possible fine that the code will allow us to impose, which is the $250 because it's a repeat, and the city's cost of investigation of $95.57. So it's going to be just less than $350 total. And so that'll get you out of the ditch, and we just go forward from there. Okay, good enough. Thank you for coming. So ordered. Good morning.
Please, magistrate, we go to page 5 on the docket. We have representation just short in that case. I'm sure he's busy today.
That's a good Eagle Scout there. He wasn't quite that big.
I would point out that this is on the consent agenda for in non-compliance with the previous board's order, and I guess he's going to tell you what he'd like to do.
Okay, let's see.
Page five.
Page five. Oh, okay.
Point out for the record that he is an attorney representing the bank.
Okay. Good morning, sir. How are you doing?
Yes, correct.
What's your name, please?
Marlo Fox.
Mr. Fox, okay. Okay, what is it I can do to help you?
We just asked at this time, you know, some leniency and be able to mitigate these issues.
Okay.
You know, we have a shared interest in that, and increase property values as well as everyone else. We'd like to maintain these properties, but there are some issues about coming actually onto the property.
Why is that? You now own it, don't you?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay, so we don't have an access problem?
You're correct, yes.
Okay, how long ago did Federal National Mortgage or its predecessor in interest start the foreclosure?
The foreclosure complaint?
Yeah, when was the complaint filed?
2011.
2011. Okay, and how?
Now, yes, Your Honor.
Okay.
But there are some, the judicial process is not going.
Well, I know, I do foreclosures all the time.
There was, in 2011, there was actually a mandatory mediation program on our FM. That had to be done. There's actually a bankruptcy, a suggestion of bankruptcy filed.
Okay.
Then that had to be, that stay had to be lifted. Then, for whatever reason, who knows, there was another suggestion of bankruptcy filed, or due to document. That stay had to be lifted. So this is kind of, there's countervailing interest about getting the judicial process.
That's a better explanation than most of the banks have why it takes 3 to 5 years to foreclose a property. Tell me this, how long ago did you get your certificate of title?
I believe it was January 2013.
Okay, so you've had it since 2013?
That's correct.
Okay, and has anybody done the math as to where our fines currently stand?
No, but I can bring that up.
Let's see if we can figure that out so we know what numbers we're dealing with.
I'm going to check and see if there's a partial. This was a junk and debris case.
It was not a pool case.
1259. This was overgrown vacant residence.
Okay.
It does not appear to be a pool.
Okay.
Involved.
And the street address of the residence?
Yeah, and I do not have a cost sheet applied in this, but this final, the final order was issued probably in September, so maybe we've got 2 months of fine progressing at this time.
Oh, that's all? Okay, so we haven't been sitting around on this fine for 3 years or anything?
No, that's just in this case. Now, I'm not familiar if there's another case on the property.
Okay.
I could bring it up by address if you'd like me to, just to see.
Okay,
so. Cases. I know we have costs of prosecution that have not been paid.
Okay.
The address, please.
717 Southeast 34th Avenue.
717. So 117.
717.
717.
I'm sorry. 7.
17.
Southeast 34th, 700 block.
I'm showing only one case currently pending at this time, so I think, you know, we may have 60 days of outstanding fines.
Is that out Lake Weir Avenue?
717.
West of Lake Weir. 17th.
Southeast 34th Ave, I think that's a little further east. So Southeast 35th Ave, if, or 34th Ave, if you went out.
Oh, Ave, so I'm turning 90 degrees.
Right,
I'm sorry.
Exactly.
Okay, 35th Ave out
1700
there.
1700 block.
Seven, okay.
Or 700 block, I'm, oh, so right around 14.
Okay, okay. Okay. I'm still at a little bit of a loss as to what dollars I'm dealing with.
Well, I think he may just need more time.
Is that the only question?
I don't have all the complete case documents here because, you know, typically we go in, we don't rehear the case in this hearing. We just either find out what we're doing to bring it into compliance or not.
That was going to be my question. Do we
Your order was signed on the 4th.
Okay, this month.
and then they had 14 days, and it's 500 a day, and it's, it will just now be getting kicked in after this has been signed.
Okay, now I get the drift of where we are.
Several complaints from neighboring.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. Okay, Mr. Fox. Here's what I'm inclined to do.
I mean, do you need more time? Is that what you're asking for?
Yes.
Okay, that I can give you. That we can do.
I'd just like to compress it due to the fact that it's repeating.
Yeah, I got that.
Yeah, there's ways.
Yeah, I got that. Okay, so we're in a trash and litter case.
Overgrown.
Overgrown, got to mow it.
Really bad.
Got to mow it, okay. And 14 days from the 4th would be the 18th, which would be like today?
Yesterday.
Yesterday, okay, yesterday.
So the city would agree to another 14 days if they think they could get it done in that time.
Mr. Fox, how does that sound? It's another 2 weeks to mow it and clean it up? Because you're only dealing with the yard. It isn't like you got any structural or pool issues.
Yes, not getting any unforeseen blizzards.
And there is another case that has over almost 6,000 in a lien on that property.
Okay. When you do your title search, you're going to find a lien. Let's do this. Let me go ahead and extend out your compliance date on this one by 2 weeks, okay? So we'll add another 14 days to that. Then when you get it all together and take a look at the other fine that's out there running, let's sit down and have a powwow. Find some number that gets the city back its costs in this thing. Probably take a pretty hefty slice out of the existing fine and go forward from there. Is that a path that gets us where we need to be?
Yes, thank you, sir.
Okay. All right, we'll draw an order accordingly. And these guys don't just drive around looking for compliance. When it gets cut and cleaned, you need to call them. Otherwise, they don't know what you've done. And they all have calling cards, which they will instantly hand to you right now. And well, somebody will hand him a card. Everybody's shaking. This case is an orphan.
And this one's $16,000.
Oh, okay. Well, give him your card then, Chip. Okay. This is how you get him to come out do an inspection. Then we know the compliance has been had. Then this case shrinks down to costs, which are nominal. And then we'll deal with that other one and see what happens at that point. We have a fairly uniform policy of not waiving the fines as long as it's out of compliance. I mean, why would we?
Absolutely, and I appreciate that. I understand the goal of this one was initiated in 2010.
Yeah.
Was to maintain property values.
Yeah, I understand the challenge you got.
That said, I have come here.
Yeah.
So part of it is just the, just the process.
I understand.
Overall, thank you for working together on it.
That's not a problem. Perfect. Our object is to get compliance, not to raise revenue. Okay? So as long as you remember that goal, we'll all be good guys.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Appreciate you coming by.
Can you take us to page 3 of the docket this morning? CON 14-0337.
14-337. Just out of curiosity, why do we have such a light docket today?
We started out with 20 or so, and they just kept falling off.
It was Thanksgiving, and you just...
I think that they realized that we're not playing games.
Okay, well, that's always good.
You prevent a lot of problems by...
Just curious.
...by doing our job. we wouldn't be proceeding this case as a repeat violator. This is a case by the City of Ocala and Officer Dwayne Thomas versus Keith L. Bracey. A location of 1953 Southwest 1st Street, Ocala, Marion County, Florida. Violation of Section 3495, Section 82181, and Section 82182. The parcel ID is 2260-129-018. So all certified mail was returned. We posted the property as indicated on page 2 of your presentation, and we have additional correspondence of the findings of fact at the compliance in the first case where the city brought the property into compliance. I would draw your attention to one item in this presentation that I would like to discuss with you
okay.
to get on the record, and that is on spite of the fact that this has been a repeating, reoccurring problem, I would like to bring to your attention page 63 of your presentation this morning. This is a printout that we received from the City Police Department, and you'll notice on there that we've had over 50 cases thereabout of law enforcement activity at this location. 33 cases alone involving drug violations at this location. The city's going to contend that this is a nuisance property. The city's also going to contend that it's causing slum and blight to this neighborhood. So having said that, Officer Dwayne Thomas located this property and observed the property is in violation of the city's code that it contains junk and debris and is a dangerous structure. The structure is dangerous due to its unsecured condition and the possibility of transient neighborhood children activity at the location. Further investigation revealed that in 2012, the respondent was brought before the code enforcement special magistrate and found guilty for its violation of code sections 3495 and 82181 182, qualifying this case as a repeat violator on all three of those charges. This property is contributing to the deterioration, slum, and blight of the neighborhood, and all attempts by Officer Thomas to have the respondent remedy all violations have not been successful, and the violation remains. So we have larcenies, vandalisms, AOAs, loitering, prowling cases, field interviews, trespassing cases, and other criminal offenses, to include prostitution and other things occurring at this property. That having said that, staff has a recommendation. I would point out for the record that we do not have representation by the respondent here today. We have not had contact with him in years, and we're unable to get this property in compliance. We're going to request, as part of our staff recommendation at the bottom of page 2, that we give him an opportunity to resolve this issue. If not, we've committed the right to and have an order to demolish the property.
Okay, the last photos you have would suggest that it's now vacant. Is that true? Some of the earlier ones show individuals.
Well, those people weren't supposed to be there, and so what's happening?
Well, there were folks that were helping you.
And the information that we get from the police department is that it's not vacant, that there's vagrancy people.
No, I understand that part, but I mean,
yeah, but as far as the ownership, correct.
Okay.
Even in the first pictures, that's not the owner.
No, okay. He was just helping you demolish it by taking the copper wire and heating elements.
Taking certain parts away for us that we wouldn't have to worry about.
You're not going to have to worry about the aluminum and the copper. Yeah, I got you. Okay, let's see. The existing owners acquired title in 2006, so they've had it a while.
Yeah, and they did a quick claim deed from him and her to him.
Oh, okay. All right, so they've even had it longer than that.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. I don't have any trouble finding the offenses exist and the conditions necessary for the demolition exist, so I'll enter an order consistent with the staff recommendation.
Thank you. That'll move us to the next item on the docket this morning, CUM 140992, the City of Ocala and Officer Jason Gilcrease versus Clarence J. Cotton Sr., William Cotton Jr. Estate, and Charles C. Cotton Estate. Mr. Cotton was here earlier. He has decided to leave. I think that we have a resolution in this where we're going to extend him 60 days. I still want to read the case out to you on the record and obtain an order if that's what you agree with us.
Okay.
That way we'll have an order in our pocket going forward.
Sure.
The location is 707 Northwest 14th Avenue, Ocala, Marion County, Florida. A violation of the adopted standard housing code 82151, and the sections are listed there, 302.5, 302.6, 302.9, 303.4, 304, 305.2, 305.7, 305.11, 305.12, and 307.5. I would represent to the magistrate that some of these things we have been told have been in the process and are being cured at this time. However, we have not been able to get on property to do it.
I was going to ask you, how did you get in this structure in the first place to take all these photos?
The tenant.
Yeah, that's usually who it is, okay. Who is no longer a tenant in all probability.
The tenant has been evicted, and
yeah.
He has a new tenant in there who is apparently working with him to get the situation resolved. I would point out that the parcel ID is 256-57-000-00. All legal service has been obtained as indicated on page 2. We have a letter from the complainant, and some repair receipts have been provided. We would require a building permit for some of the work that's being done, but I think they can do some of the work without a permit, such as floor tiling and stuff of that nature, is not going to require a permit. If you'd like, I'd read the summary of findings and the staff recommendations.
Please, please.
The summary of findings that Officer Jason Tuckridge responded to this location due to citizen complaint upon arrival, observed the property is in violation of the city's code. Upon arrival, Officer Tuckridge met with the tenant who showed him the inside of the rental property. Officer Tuckridge observed and photographed violations of the electrical, plumbing, and structural standard housing codes. Additional investigation by Officer Tuckridge revealed that he spoke with the respondent who advised he was going to get a building permit and remedy the noted violations. Officer Tuckridge, upon many re-inspections, observed the respondent has not taken all the corrective actions on the violations. All attempts by Officer Tuckridge to have the respondent remedy the violations have not been successful, and violations remain. The staff recommendation is to find the respondent guilty of violating City Code Section 82-151 and order them to obtain a permit from the building department to remedy the violation of the standard housing code as noted by the building code inspector within 30 days. And I think that our resolution with him in discussions this morning is that we would extend that to 60 days.
Okay.
There's a lot of work.
Yeah, he has done some, I mean, there's new framing around the rear door or front door. Yeah, and so something's going on.
Two, that he would pay the cost of prosecution in the days as assessed all within 30 days, failing which a fine of $50 per day, which results in a lien against the property. Mm-hmm. After 90 days of non-payment, refer to the city attorney's office for consideration of foreclosure. Mm-hmm. I think the reason why he's going to have a permit to do some of the work is because this is not an owner-occupied structure, it's a rental property.
So he's not allowed to do it himself.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct. It would have to be inspected.
I mean,
and I would point out that Officer Tuckridge is a licensed contractor for some kind of knows what he's talking about in these cases.
You know, the structure looks salvageable. It's not great, but okay. All right. The violations appear to exist. I'll enter an order consistent with your recommendation.
I would advise the magistrate that we've handled the case next on the agenda, 14-1801, with Walgreens.
Okay.
And that'll take us to the next page 4 of the docket this morning. The city of Ocala, in case CO-14-1406, and Officer Jason Tuckridge versus U.S. Bank National Association. A location of 1420 Northeast 22nd Street, Ocala, County, Florida. A violation of Section 3495, 82181, and 82182. I would point out for the record that we do not have representation by the respondent here this morning, and that the parcel ID is 24428-000-00. Legal service has been obtained as indicated on page 2 of your presentation, and we have included as part of the correspondence in this case a copy of the SunBiz report and an email to and from the property maintenance company that's supposed to be taking care of it. The summary of findings that Officer Jason Tuckridge responded to this location due to a citizen's complaint upon arrival observed the property is in violation of the city's code. Additional investigation revealed the structure is dangerous due to unsecure condition and the possibility of transit and neighborhood children activity at the location. This property is contributing to the deterioration, slum, and blight of the neighborhood, and all attempts by Officer Tuckridge to have the respondent remedy all violations have not been successful, and the violation remains. I would draw your attention to the photographs of the current condition of the property.
Obviously, we're
asking that they secure the property and clean it up. It's a big mess. It's been a big mess. And, you know, we're just trying to get them to own up to their responsibility.
Do you know that there's a property management company involved?
I would ask Officer Tuckridge to testify to that information. All I know is that they had an email.
Because the question that follows is, how in God's name do you hire a property management company and you wind up in this circumstance?
Other than the emails that came back and forth, nothing has taken place.
In this so they're a management company in name only.
That's what they say they are.
Okay. Wait a minute, let me get down to the pictures.
So obviously our case wouldn't be against the management company, but...
It ought to be. Wow. Okay. Yeah, we haven't mowed recently. So, dangerous building. Okay. Okay, so I gather it's standing open from these photos.
Yes, sir. And our code covers that under the same code.
And is securing the building the only goal we have at this point?
So far, yes. We want to secure, get it cut and cleaned up.
Okay.
Our staff recognition bottom page 2.
Okay. We're not going in to do any demolition or any of that nonsense.
Not yet.
Not yet.
But there's always hope.
Yeah. Okay. What's owned by a company out of Roswell, Georgia, huh? Whole bunch of people in Roswell. Okay. Yeah, it's a group that decided to put some money together. Okay, I find the violation exists and adopt the staff recommendation.
Okay, that will bring us to the request for parking violation hearings, and we'll start off with the first one, case number PRK 140507. This is under your parking hearing section?
Yeah, I don't see any.
And what we're actually going to do is 0507, 0486 are supported for dismissal by our department.
Okay, so ordered.
And then we have a hearing on PRK 140518, a case involving the city of Ocala and Officer Greg McClellan versus Wayne B. Ford, the location of 10 block of Southwest 1st Avenue. We have included a copy of the complete case and his request for hearing and notice to appear is included. I'll give you a moment to read his.
Okay, he says he was making a quick delivery. He even talked to the code officer.
Yeah. We probably would not agree with his statement, but.
Why was I suspicious of that? Thank you for the time. Well, he doesn't deny being where he doesn't belong. It just was a quick violation.
Right. Okay. And of course, our problem is not with the time factor. The problem is that he's created a safety violation by parking the wrong way.
Oh. Okay.
Which is a violation of the city's code and of Florida law.
Really?
Okay. Yes, sir.
So
what happens is they're looking behind them to pull out.
Oh, this is the pawn shop over in front of the bank across the way. Okay, I know where we are. All right. Okay, so he ducked across the double lines and pulled into the parking place going the wrong way.
And people pull around the corner there, and then he's stuck
here
in the middle of their way.
Or worse than that, he cranks it back up and goes back across the double lines, meeting someone coming the other way.
Which is what happens as well.
Yeah.
So that's the violation.
Yeah, I get it.
He spoke with the officer, and my information from the officers, the officer told him that he's certainly welcome to contest the citation.
Mm-hmm.
However, he can't do anything.
Yeah, that's fine.
Staff has included
that appeal is denied.
Yeah, staff has included the other information as indicated and required. We have basically minimal cost.
Okay, we don't really have any Massey hearings left.
No, sir, we dealt with the Massey hearing with the attorney that appeared this morning, and we've granted him an additional 14 days. We have no additional discussion at this time. We render the hearing to you.
Okay.
We respectfully request a motion to accept all evidence, presentations, and testimony into the record.
So done.
And that's all I have for you, sir.
Okay, happy Thanksgiving. We're dismissed.
Happy holidays.
Yeah. Okay, I'm sorry about being late this morning. I just had a distressed owner. Or not an owner, but a tenant.
I think, unfortunately, I think your secretary got two calls from us.
Could well be.
So,
well, that'll wake her up.
Disregard.
That'll wake her up.
You need this. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Still here. Just.
You guys
can go handle your other emergencies.
No, no, no. They're not. They're only emergencies in the mind of the beholder.
All right. So Matt likes to get these back. All right. And then those go to. Do you know Mr. Fox? Is he a local attorney?
There is an attorney by the name of Fox. I thought he was a lot taller than that guy, but.
Far from being dressage.
All I know is that he had to have this. The drum.
Yeah, and that one has, you have to look that one up by the parcel, not the address, and then that's what brought up all of the cases, because there's actually one on there with a $20,000 lien on it also.
Oh, he's going to like that.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Neighbors aren't going to be too happy about the extra time.
The analysis is going.
It's a process, and you know we don't rush out there and slap the cuffs on folks and drag them to jail as much as we ought to. Poor Mr. Fox. He's just in the middle of this thing.
Well, I understand that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
with his little sailor coat. I think you'd look nice in a sailor coat.
So
Chester, I'm gonna get you
one. That
wasn't
dressage uniform, that was a sailor coat.
Yeah. Now, what do I need to do with this Federal National
huh?
Mortgage order? Is this now obsolete?
Yeah, that one's
did
so
you
that
stop
one
it?
Yep, that one's done.
Yeah.
I don't understand the